吧。Not on that rock, on this. Then there's another forgetter. See? I'll rebuild my church. Is that what you got there? Now we told you who the rock was.
You see?
We read it out of the Bible.
See?
They said he was the rock. He didn't tell us on this rock. He didn't tell us on that rock. Same kind of an error, John 2:19. About the same thing.
Joshua answered and said unto them.
Destroy this temple. Now look back at this temple.
Destroy this temple.
And then what?
And in 3 days,
read that over again.
Joshua answered and said unto them.
What? Destroy that temple. Not that temple. Right. Now here's the thing between this and that temple. Read on.
Destroy this temple, and in three days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews. 40 and 6 years.
40 and 6 years.
But this temple is building.
But did you say that?
Yes.
40 and 6 years. Now they thought that he was talking about this up there. And he talked about the temple of his father.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Is that how it is? Mm-hmm. That what it do? Just blunder and stumble around through this body. Mm-hmm. You get all kinds of these erroneous doctrines out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I want to get back again on this thing.
Now here's something else. That isn't understood. Now, wasn't there 4 and 20 elders around the throne?
Yes.
And there wasn't there 4 feet around the throne?
Yes.
I want to know now, because I don't want to have to go back over this one. One of them was back of it.
See?
But back here.
Yes.
Back there. The other one, get out. The one was here. See? And the other one was here. And the other one was here. Around that throne. And John said he heard one of the 4 feet say.
That's
right. That right?
Yes,
that's a pretty nice statement. You know that? You didn't understand how to think that. Yeah. See, you watch, I'm listening to somebody with all this stuff. Get on, come on down and
get me.
That's right. Somebody says, well, I heard so-and-so, so-and-so. Oh, I'm too coming to you. All right. Yes, that's what I'm about. Master, where dwellest thou?
Well, they come to me. Is that what he said? He said, oh, I tell you, that's one.
Now, in the tabernacle, they could take the stays out of it. But in the temple, they did not take the staves out. The staves reached across and wall to wall. Now, what I mean by staves is that thing that the stave that you run through the ring and you carry on your shoulder.
Yeah. Well, now, why did they take them out? No more holy place in the temple. If you take them out in the tabernacle, why don't you take them out in the temple? Now, this is the permanent rest.
Uh-huh.
So that's written right here.
All right. You say? Never the figure of heaven. You say? Don't believe me. In the tabernacle, it's portable. So then you have to share the rest. That's portable. That's coming. Here from the time the tabernacle was built, and then they carried it on across the river Jordan. Now there's something else I want to say here too, which hasn't been too much said about. That is in a way that the emphasis has been put on the second experience that we are able to see through. Now you get up and sing a song, but if you don't put the emphasis on, you see, in the right place. Just like many mind is, if you don't put the emphasis on in the right place, you've got one thing dangling up with you.
Right.
And the word felt just the
right.
Right. How about that? Mm-hmm. Now, listen. Israel brought the tent of the congregation out of the land of Egypt. They did not give it in the wilderness. Brought it right out with them. Now, a lot of people are under their question. Now, don't be mad at me. I said the tent of the tabernacle of the congregation. I am not talking about the tabernacle. That needs to be understood too. Now, where did they pick the tent from the tabernacle of the congregation? It's in the book. It's on the back side of Mount Sinai. Now listen, folks. Now you listen to what I'm saying to you. It was on the back side of Mount Sinai. Get this one straight now. Get it straight. How far off from the camp? Do you have it?
Read. Exodus 33:7. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the tent, afar off from the tent, and called it the meeting tent of the congregation.
You see that? Now here's what I want. Now here's why I have that written. Here's why I have that written. Was it called? Now he told Moses up in that mountain.
See?
And after he came down. Now listen close, that's what I'm saying. Now you build me a tabernacle. For what reason? So I can dwell among you. Not us will be yonder on the back side. Now when they got it built,
there were three sides on each side of the road. We were dwelling among.
Now how about that? Have you thought that over?
thing. This, of course, they don't need to come behind me. I know all that. Your father. You see? Mm-hmm. Now, Moses saw the vision of the tabernacle up there in the mountain, in the cloud. See? Now, when he got down out of the mountain, he got some problems. There's no boy down there by the name of Korah. It was a massive builder. Now, he didn't see it.
Uh-huh.
He never saw it.
Uh-huh.
Never saw a thing of it. See? Now, he knows all or more about how to build it than what Yahweh had told Moses. See? Now, that's what the folks are doing around everywhere now. He's finally showing you how to build from down at the front of it. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You see? Now, Moses was the only man that seen it. And he started in the cloud. Now, wait just a minute. See? Just a minute. Now, how are you going to prove that? How are you going to prove it? Well, the same crowd that he started in, when he got the tabernacle erected and everything set in its proper place. You understand me now?
Yes.
That same identical crowd that he saw the tabernacle in, come down and follow it.
And this is the tabernacle, right?
That means that he saw it in the cloud. And when it got to the erection and built it, it was the same tabernacle that he found.
Okay. All right.
It was erected right.
Uh-huh.
And Yahweh had kept it.
Yeah.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Now you find that over there in the last chapter of that. See? Now, maybe there's something else I ought to mention here, too. And just reading and just jumping along. Say, just jumping along and reading. Just overlook them. And I'll tell you what that is. See? Now, when Yahweh spoke them commandments, see? From the mountain. Moses wrote them down. And then he took the blood of the sacrifice. And he sprinkled both the book and the people. And said unto them, this is the covenant which Yahweh thy Elohim has enjoined unto you. Now that was before he went up in the top of the mountain and got the date of the covenant.
That's right.
See? See? Now a lot of people, under the impression, they didn't know nothing about it until they brought the table and the stone down. That's not so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it gets down with the tables of stone, see? Now, this is what I want you to notice now. See? Now, you can go right to work here in the tabernacle. Now here's what I'm trying to get you. And this is what I'm trying my best to show you. Joshua told his disciples, maybe you better read it. And then you'll see why he said what he did when I get through.
But
said all things which I have spoken unto you 3.5 years that you forget all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See? But I'll bring them back to your remembrance.
Yeah.
Now everything when Moses come down here
sent to him with the stone and saw that golden calf.
The same.
He threw down the table with the stone and broke.
That right?
Then he sent
the Levites to the camp.
That's right.
And they gathered out about 3,000 of them that day.
That was implicated in that.
Yes.
And put him to death that day.
Right.
Now that wasn't all it had to be. He had to go and hew himself out
some stones himself. He had to do this job, this friend.
The first.
Say?
And he was down about 40 days.
First? Before he went back. Up in that mountain.
Now here's what I'm trying to tell you now, Freddy. Everything that which he's missed was escaped his attention.
Say?
While he's working with this other
mess over here. You know what I mean by mess?
Yeah.
Talking about killing him folks.
Yeah.
And cleaning it up.
The threat.
You follow what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Just wishing to go with the cat.
You see?
And then Yahweh opened up the earth and swallowed up as the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Your father?
Yes.
And then Moses went on. Mm-hmm.
See?
Now tell you what I'm trying to tell you. Now, with him in that tent of the congregation out there, and about standing above the tent, now look, he was in that tent. And anything he forgot, and didn't remember.
The boss was right there with
him. All right.
Just had him with his dog. Bring it back to his remembrance. Do you see that now?
Yes.
Now Joshua, when you call Joshua, was the truth you know. Your father.
Now,
want to get at this?
Have.
Want to get at this gentleman?
Good.
But one of the things we can't learn. Now you can't put no direction in y'all.
Okay.
Now, this creation, that's hard to learn. It didn't take place in the realm of time, it took place in, he saw it in the vision out there.
In the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
See? It was created in the realm of eternity. Listen, and it was embodied
in Yahweh.
And controlled this unerring aspect.
Then, by the law of the Spirit.
All right.
Not the Mosaic law.
Right.
And the law of the Spirit of life, which was in Yahshua the Messiah. It existed first before there was any creation.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, you're never going to get out of none.
Right.
Believe it or not.
See? That's not what Paul is talking about. He's speaking about the law. That's where the Sabbath is the end of the law for righteousness. He's talking about the law contained in the order.
Right.
Every year and year. Like that. It's a box.
Mm-hmm.
You need to move it out of the way. Now, I want to talk to you more about that thing. Because I'm not satisfied about it.
Now, the way we have it drawn up here, that's right.
That's right. Big way, when we take it this way, exactly. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe it's in Matthew.
the last or the chapter of Matthew. Now,
pay attention to what I'm saying. Because if you don't understand, I'm trying to give you some understanding about it.
It's after his resurrection. There are many of you saying that that's the last book. The video is
Matthew 27:52.
And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain. From the top to the bottom.
Is that right?
Right.
That means this.
That it was torn out of there.
From the top to the bottom.
But now, you listen to what it
is.
And the high priest was right.
When he did that, and he saw that the veil ripped out of that.
It was rent from top to the bottom. That means it was torn out. In the temple.
If it happened, he's resurrected from the dead.
Is that all?
Right.
Now this is what I'm going to say now. See, now I was talking about the tabernacle. Now I'm talking about the temple.
See?
And many of them.
See?
Now listen closely now.
Because I'm after the way in there. That's what I'm after. Now, tarry there with him 40 days.
But 49. So that's almost right.
Then he led him out.
The Father. That's the Mount of Olives. What he's doing out on the Mount of Olives?
Good. And you heard what you did about it
previously.
And you have heard what that was.
Now somebody said it was a natural priest. And this is Adam's apple right in here. That was not
right.
Now Adam could eat all the apple he wanted.
Let me just say a few things
about the word O-L-I-V-E. The day you eat the fruit of the tree, you will die.
Now here he is,
right here. Not on the Mount of Olives. Now we've done told you now, don't forget that. We done told you.
Okay.
That there was nothing but stone in there.
Okay.
We told you that the veil of the temple was ripped out. Is that right?
Yes.
Now we're at pinpoint.
He's out here on the Mount of Olives,
which is about a Sabbath day journey back to Jerusalem. See why it was another body?
Alright.
Now listen, folks. He ascended from the Mount of Olives. Now what direction is that? And he entered on through the veil. He ascended from the Mount of Olives. Now, we can go ahead and take it which way it was in Jerusalem.
No problem.
not his way to that.
Is that your problem? But what I'm trying my best to show you is this. You see, that the way, now here's the truth. Get over there and read. Now we have to read it out of the Bible. Now you said these two oxen were not there. You only had a stone there. Now something has happened here.
And these two men in the spirit.
Yes. And these are sinners. That he said. Into the stone. And it's the same. The failure of the people. He is the word he is. Now that's the right thing to say. That's the right thing to say. Now this, so far as death and right is concerned, he's the sum total of everything. Everything. Now you've heard arguments about this being in the wrong place. You heard. Now we have a book with the tabernacle laid out this way. Now then, they're going west would be this way. Is that right? And they're going from east to west. See? You follow? Now this is not drawn. But this is the way it is that it should be.
Right. All right.
Yes. And no other way. Now, Dr. Brooks has brought this many times, this map. Now, here's the map. The trace the Israelites coming out. Of course. And now the region. This shows you here. It's over. That's it. Now here's the stuff. This rings you. See that? And he shows you where they come on out. Come down here. I don't cross that. Cross right here. Be careful. Be careful, Luther. When they came out for me, they would not have the trophies of the world. Didn't have to do that. Moses means that they're keeping him looking great, see?
Right. To get out of here.
Well, what if getting him up in there?
That's it.
Good. Now look, there wasn't any water there. You know who's that? There wasn't any water there. Well, I get water in it. And how did it happen that they had to go to the sea? You don't just keep going there. Now, he brought them down on this side, too. See, now, some of them are saying that he went through the Sea of Reeds instead of the Red Sea. You don't know what you're talking about. You know why? If you take your Bible, the pattern shows blood there on the altar, shows water there. Never preach you that. Blood, blood, water. Blood, God.
That's the whole thing.
Your thoughts?
Yes.
Now that's all you're going to do.
I don't care.
There's no other way to get it.
Yes, I can.
And if you think it any other way, you're wrong.
Somebody
gets talking
about it.
Does he know what they're talking about? You see?
He's still wrong. See, now he thinks he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't gone.
You don't be that same thing. So he just didn't realize he didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
He told him to grab all you see the abomination of desolation before by Dan's truck. Stand and hold for it. He laid that out. Is that right?
Right.
Now I want you to see what I'm talking about. You see, now, with these colors and all, and places where they would set that tabernacle, that's always facing.
Right.
See? Yeah. And everywhere they say that. There was some sand in some places.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And other places it wasn't.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Some places.
Yeah.
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 I'm talking about this stuff. That's what I know.
Mm-hmm.
You see? The Father and all of us come to you. Now, if you just stand outside the building, when it's going to rain, and just to see the sky, red and blue, got the light on the side, then when you see that, you say it's going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
It does. You follow me? Now, don't you see? When you see this veil, that's this blue, purple, and sky blue, then you take that cloud up, and he ascends you into heaven. But look, I do mean what is he that can do straight. You can go around the corner. No doubt. Nice straight in. But there wasn't anything. Okay. Now we did, and we talked, and we discussed about this favor. See, where you go in here, okay, on this side. Now here's the reason why it was soft. See, it went in on the left hand side of the door. Now here's why. And I said, no, the right hand side. Good. And come out here. Good. But now here's why they say the right hand side. The left hand side. It's because the little dirt, I didn't look at it, couldn't get this turn.
Around this way. And I'm just terrified.
would be the right hand side.
Mm-hmm.
And then they crossed to here. Mm-hmm. Now I want you to do that. Now you keep this as a river, you gotta know what I'm trying to do. It does not run. Now somebody ought to start something. That's the way the veil is in the tabernacle. According to the way the veil is in the tabernacle, it is that way. Just like that.
See? Now look, you're going to have to read some too. And I want to show you what I am talking about. So you know what I'm talking about.
See? Now look. See? That river, good.
That runs down this way. Run down this way. I told you. Run down this way. And on this side of the river, and on this side, the tree of life.
Now, pay five attention this time. And it will stop. Now, the reason why this way, and that is the way to do it. In the mind. Now, here's what. Now, you stand up. See? Now, we got to knock it here. Almost out of everything, too. Now, from your head, right down through the spinal column, there's a spinal fluid in there. And I'm almost running out of that. And that spinal fluid coming down from the head. And going down to the spine, and on each side of the spine, you have connected to all the ribs. Okay? Are you listening? All right. Now I want you to go over there in Revelation.
And he showed me.
And he showed me.
A pure river of water of life.
He showed me a pure river of water of life.
Clear as crystal.
Clear as a crystal.
Proceeding out of the throne of Yahweh.
Whoa, hold it. Hold it. Hold it. So you remember this fire flood went right down in the desert? Isn't that almost right up?
Right.
You said it's proceeding out of the throne. Now you made the throne hole up here. But then it's proceeding out to the throne. Oh, just like we have the ark of the covenant here as the mercy seat of the throne. And it's proceeded out through there. Okay? And it runs where?
Proceeded out of the Lord Yahweh and of the land.
And of the land.
In the midst of the street of it.
Not in the midst of the street of it.
And on either side of
and on either side of your fine thought.
Was there the tree of life?
Say,
was the tree of life. It bears 12 mallets of fruit.
That's right. Now, Doctor, see, your brain is an allegory to your heart. Now, these things, like this here and that and that, they're allegories. Now, when you find that, if you're losing the good, you're losing the meat. Just what's that thing with your lips? I am right there.
Right there.
You see? Oh. Now, is there any question? Now, don't you forget now. Don't you forget. I told you. And you just wait. It flows up. The river flowed out from that place. See? Just there in the middle. And this spinal fluid that's in your spinal column
which the doctor sometimes passes. If they think that a cup or something like that, you know. But, right, am I right, Doc? Say, drawing it, and it's a pretty elephant.
Now you got some rotten things you can add up.
Out of the blood.
Well, it's not good.
All right.
No, but
I said if you have some water running from somewhere else, it's right out of the phone. It's coming out of the blood. And it's not clear in the first.
Right.
It's not that far. Talking about yours.
Just wonderful when we really understand what it is all about.
Now look, folks. Now this location of heaven.
Location. We want to say this way, that way, so forth and so on. Now there's one. How much time have I got? Am I over now? Don't let me go. I want to tell you something. You're saying now. Now, you say it, you're saying now. But I say this. See, Joshua took them on over in the Canaan. And after 40 years contract of Canaan, the tabernacle was in the house of whom?
I didn't.
How long?
20 years.
Right? And then, we got that situation fair. He's getting out of there. Right? Where?
Mount Zion.
Mount Zion. See, now Shechem and Mount Zion and Mount Moriah, it's hard for them to determine the geographical location. Huh? Mount Shechem, Mount Zion, Mount Moriah, all of them. But then that mountain range. But on this side of the river, this tabernacle on this side of the river. Now on this side of the river, up here, in the heavenly part, we have this earth, the box. But like you said, that earthly cabin. But it's got it. Saying it's got to be moved into this one. But, see? Now this has got to come down. John said it ain't in no temple. It was the temple of it. And there ain't never been no temple. Built it by nobody's hand. That's no place. That's no time. But it wasn't going to have to come down.
Right.
Now it's a temple. It's time to go. So I'm going to go. But I hope you have got your time. But I would like to say one more thing. Now, because the come across here, that's the river Jordan, here, close to the Dead Sea, that's what makes them think that thing went in on this side over here.
And went all around and come out here.
See? Now look. To go to heaven, that's a straight way. A highway than you're straight.
See? You follow? You don't have to stop by a territory.
All right.
happens, but if I, and you just wouldn't, if you just wouldn't have to go to hell or the grave, don't worry about it, you just got some now. I hope you people have gotten something. I tried to talk as soon as I know how. I don't know how to talk no plainer than that. But now he is the way. That's it, it's on right here. He is the way, the truth, and the love.